Visitors to the festival had access to listen to over 50 authors promote and discuss their books within the lecture halls of the Waterfront campus. Among those who participated included Jay Allison, a journalist and producer for public broadcast in the Cape Cod region. He is most famously known to his NPR listeners as the curator of the radio series This I Believe, which allows regular people to submit 500-word personal statements about their beliefs and have them broadcasted. Allison brings these essays together again in his second version of his book titled This I Believe Too, More Personal Philosophies of Remarkable Men and Women. Allison said this series allows average people to have a voice, as well as a chance to listen to each other, which in itself can bring resolution to a lot of misunderstandings between people.
The human voice is a remarkable tool that when you hear another person, and when you let them literally and metaphorically get inside you, you know, because you have no ear lids and your sound just slips in, kind of ambushes you. And it can bypass your brain, it can touch your heart in really surprising ways. I mean, I don't know, if you are public radio listeners, maybe you've had those moments when suddenly a voice breaks through and something in the pause or the breath or the moment makes you feel unexpectedly. And I kind of strive for those moments and because I think they're transformative.
The This I Believe series was resurrected 4 years ago by Allison and is an extension of the original 1950s NPR series of the same name that was hosted by acclaimed journalist Edward Murrow. Allison said he brought the series back because commercial radio feeds off of conflict that tries to divide people. He wanted to do something different and bring people together by allowing those who would normally assume they have nothing in common take the time to listen to each other and therefore understand each other. The only way people can respond to an essay they do not agree with is to write their own philosophical statement.
If you can have a fight, it's a lot more interesting than being thoughtful. Thoughtful is not the go-to quality for attracting more eyes and ears in your broadcast media and print media. So I feel like for the last few years I've been raising a flag for thoughtfulness and for not arguing, for not rebutting constantly, for not undermining, for not mocking.
Political economic historian and former Republican strategist under Nixon, Kevin Phillips spoke about his new book, Bad Money, which breaks down the causes of the United States' current financial crisis. Phillips said that the American people were totally deceived by Wall Street, the government, and the banks to believe that real estate was the only market that was in a slump for the past couple years. He said citizens were not prepared for the urgency that the Wall Street bailout in September demanded because they had no warning.
But people didn't, in Washington and Wall Street, wouldn't admit after August 07 that there was something really big going on here. And that all these things were blowing up and that nobody knew how to deal with them. They basically pretended it was just a small real estate problem. And it wouldn't matter very much. And the market really went up again in November. And then by March and April, we began to see the bankruptcies of the major institutions looming on the horizon. And as I say, nobody really leveled about it. And then all of a sudden in September and October, it was a world crisis. And we had to bail out everything that moved.
Phillips said that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans in Washington will address the economic crisis directly because they have both profited from the financial sector. And while he blames President Bush and his advisors for some of the more recent decisions made, Phillips said financial buildup can be traced back to during the Clinton presidency as well, making it a bipartisan conspiracy.
So it's a very bipartisan thing, which I say not so much to tread on any Democrats in the audience, as to explain why you won't hear much about this, because the pot cannot say too much about the kettle. And the pot that's gotten money in its pockets knows that the kettle's pockets are pretty full too, and therefore there's not really going to be a winner of this war. So let's not get into too much that we don't want to have to explain.
Another guest author and NPR journalist, Dick Meyer, promoted his book, Why We Hate Us. The title, Meyer said, is slightly aggressive, but it should not be misinterpreted. The book is not anti-American or politically based, and it is not about Americans hating each other. Rather, it deals with people's distaste toward the American public culture.
We do not hate one another. It's more like a constant kind of irritation. Everybody does not hate everything, of course, but we all, I would venture to say, everybody in this room has a set of pet peeves. You know, whether it's people with boom boxes in their cars, blaring music so loud that when they pull up to you at a traffic light, you can literally feel your liver jiggle. You know, everybody's got something that they just think is a sign that is so coarse and so vulgar in society. We just can't imagine how we permit it to go on.
Meyer said our country has suffered a change in social habits and ideals from the 1960s, when family and community were valued. We have more wealth now than during the 60s and can have a choice in almost every segment of our lives, but as a society, we are less happy. The reason, Meyer said, is because even with all that we have, we do not have any close relationships, and that is the only thing that can make us happy.
Most Americans, at a certain point, were born into a philosophic, spiritual tradition in that was nurtured not just by their family, but a community where you grow up. But after the 60s, we rejected that as old hat, and we started to believe in self-invention. I think that has made it harder for us to lead lives that feel natural. I call what's lacked a social inheritance, what we inherit not just from our families, not just what gets taxed by the estate taxes, but a spiritual inheritance from our community.
The other authors in attendance included Alexandra Carey, Martin Dickman, Bob Delaney, Stephen Fry, and Mitchell Graham. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.